We have our guest on the line, Consensus All-American. There's a freshman for the Fighting Illini, helped guide them to the Final Four. You know, looking forward to talking to him. His name is Keaton Wagler. What's going on, big bro? How are you, man? How's everything going?
I'm doing great. Everything's really, really good.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. First order of business. You see this draft. Everybody's been talking about a slew of y'all, even though your name doesn't come up nearly as much as it should, in my estimation. We know what kind of season you had. Congratulations to it. As you see this NBA draft approach and reflecting on the season that you had, encapsulate it for me. What kind of season do you think you had, and what kind of message do you think you said to NBA teams as this draft approaches?
Yeah, I think it was a very special season that I had. You know, being able to come in here as a player who was under-recruited, not a lot of people thought that, you know, I could play at this level, and just to be able to go out there and show the world that I can. And I think I've shown NBA teams how good of a player I am, and, you know, what I can do on the floor, being able to shoot it from deep, play make, get to the rim, make the right play each time, and just be a winner.
When did you know, I mean, was it always a foregone conclusion that you was going to enter the draft after 1 year, or is this something that creeped up on you and you said, I think I'm ready now?
It definitely creeped up on me. Beginning of the year, you know, I didn't know where I'd be at. And, you know, just throughout the year, I just continued to get better and better and just prove myself each game. And, you know, that's just kind of how it went. Just getting better each day led me to, you know, deciding to enter the NBA draft this year.
You know, as we sit here and we talk about so many guys in the NBA, I mean, we talk about, you know, you look at Darius Acuff and what he brings to the table out of Arkansas. You look at Darren Peterson, what he's projected to bring to the table out of Kansas. How do you think your game differs from those guys? I mean, you're legit 6'6", at least according to the reports. You look 6'6" to me when I watched you on TV. When you think about your game and what you bring to the table, talk to folks about what they can expect to see from you on the next level, particularly compared to what others may see from other folks that you'll be competing with for a top lottery spot.
Yeah, I think just an elite shooter, you know, like I said, being able to shoot from deep range, comfortable shooting it from that deep. And just also my playmaking with my size, being able to, you know, read ball screens really well, make the right play, you know, make winning plays every single possession. And also just doing whatever it takes to help my team win, whether that's scoring the ball, passing the ball, playing defense, any of that, just doing whatever it takes to win.
So many times we look at colleges and you got a lot of people making noise. They don't even feel like guys should have to go to college for 1 year before ultimately going on to the NBA. What's your feeling about that? When you think about the college game, how much did it help you, if at all? And if so, explain why it was such a help to you to prepare you for the next level.
Yeah, I think it definitely helped me out a lot, especially just getting used to playing at a different speed and pace. And then also just the physicality piece of it, you know, just being able to get 1 year of that, of, you know, being in one of the most physical leagues in college basketball really, really helped me get to the point that I am at right now and get ready for the NBA. And, you know, I think it is important for, you know, players to go to college just to get that experience. Cause I mean, going straight from high school to the NBA is a big jump. And even just going from, you know, high school to college is a big jump. So I think it did really help me out a lot, just getting used to the physicality piece of it.
Keaton, as we were talking to Keaton Wagler out of the University of Illinois right here on the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. When you think about the year that you had, I'm looking at your numbers now, 17.9 points, 41% shooting from three-point range, nearly five rebounds a game, 4.5 assists, first team all Big Ten, consensus second team All-American, Big Ten freshman of the year. You know, a lot of the accolades that you bring to the table, nobody can deny. When you look at yourself on the next level, do you see yourself being a combo two guard? Do you see yourself being that small forward? Do you think, are you a positionless player? How would you describe yourself?
I definitely say, you know, first year definitely being one or two guard, just whatever the team needs. And I just think as I continue to, you know, get stronger and put on weight, I can get up to playing the three too. So just being able to be versatile in those positions, definitely the one and two is the ones that I played the most. You know, being able to play off the ball, ready to space and shoot and cut and be active with that. And then being on the ball, being able to, you know, make plays, find the open man and look for my own shots too.
Want to know when you spoke to NBA folks, I mean, as this draft approaches, I mean, has it been a point where the evaluation process, I'm imagining a lot of phone calls have come your way, people probing, asking a lot of questions. What has it been like for you since the season was over and it was clear you were entering the NBA draft in terms of the whole probing process, the interview process, or anything that teams that may have put you through or anything like that? Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, definitely met with a lot of the teams, especially at the combine. Met with a lot of the teams in the lottery, just getting to know them and them getting to know me. Had some good interviews with teams. I think it's been really fun just being able to do that and learn about all the different teams that I could end up going to. I think I'm just continue to do well in those. Keep working hard and get better.
What is their style of play on the NBA level that really fascinates you, or does it matter?
I think at Illinois we played a really good we had a lot of really good spacing and that's what it is in the NBA. So I think I can adapt to whether it's a fast paced team or a slower paced team. Just being able to adapt to whatever the team wants.
How are you feeling now that you had a year in college basketball? One of the things that, I mean, we love March Madness, make no mistake about it, but the regular season itself, for whatever reason, it could be guys leaving after their freshman year, it could be the transfer portal and people being able to transfer now or whatever. College basketball doesn't seem to be the same, yet when March rolls around, we're all in love with it. When you think about the experience that you have, that you had, rather, in your freshman year at Illinois. Just put into your own words what it was like and if you'd recommend a lot of kids out there wanting to go and play college basketball, and if so, why?
Yeah, it was an awesome experience that I had. Nothing that I've ever experienced before. Every game that we played was basically in front of a sold-out crowd. At home, it was 16,000 fans on the road. It was hostile environments. Getting to go there, it was just super fun. And then making the NCAA tourney, was amazing. And being able to make it all the way to the Final Four is something that not a lot of people can say. And it's something that you'll never forget. And it's super special. Getting to go on to play in front of 70,000 fans in a football stadium. It's unexplainable and it's super crazy, and I'm blessed that it happened. So yeah, I think the experience that you get from playing college basketball is definitely super special.
Did you find yourself feeling like you should have been mentioned more when we were all talking about DeBonza, Cameron Boozer, A. Cuff Jr. and the like, when you were hearing all of these names being called, but not enough people were mentioning your name? What did that feel like?
I try just not to worry about that stuff, honestly. I hear it, so it puts a chip on my shoulder, is what it did for me, just to want to get better each day, improve myself. And I think that's what I did, is not worry about, what the media had to say, any of that, but just staying true to myself, being myself, not worrying about anything else, other than getting better and helping the team win. And, when I did that, it led to success.
Keaton Wagler right here with Stephen A., SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Any idea where you're going to end up? You know the draft lottery. You know how it is. You know what people have been saying to you. Any idea where you're going to end up? Any idea where you hope to end up?
Honestly, I have no clue. Everything can change. Draft order can change. Teams can trade up or down. So we'll see. I'm just gonna go into it with the right mindset of knowing, whatever team takes me, I'm gonna go in there with the right mindset to want to get better and help the team win. I'm just excited to see where I end up.
Okay, listen. Before I let you get on out of here, Michigan is the national champion. They're in your conference. They won a national championship. They beat UConn, who beat y'all in the Final Four. What was it like for you guys as college athletes watching somebody within your conference take home the chip?
Obviously we wanted it to be us, but Michigan winning it goes to show how good our conference was this year. We had, I think, the most teams in the Elite Eight and Final Four from our conferences. I think it just shows how good our conference was and how good Michigan was this year, having, probably the best front court in the country and how well they played together. But yeah, I mean, obviously we want it to be us, but congratulations to them.
Well, listen, I'm gonna let you get on out of here, man. Congratulations on a great freshman year. Congratulations on your future prospects because they look incredibly bright. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the next level next season. You know I'll be watching. All the best to you. Good luck, man. Keep doing your thing. Make it happen.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. The one and only Keaton Wagler from the Fighting Illini of Illinois. Right here with Stephen A. SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. 888 Mad Dog 6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. This brother could play, y'all. Brother could play. He can shoot from three. He gave you give you 18 points a game in college basketball is a lot. Make no mistake about that. So I got to give credit where credit is due to what we saw from him. So let's be honest about that. Legit 6'6". Can't forget that either. All right, because he's got some size and some height on him and can make things happen. That's going to build well for him on the NBA level as well. So expect to see big things from that kid. He's somebody that everybody needs to keep their eyes on. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. Just 888-623-3646.